Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt, 64 degrees, 723 Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. Emily, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Now, do you want to talk about somebody who's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed? You are just up every morning. Today's your off day for early practice. Tell us about what's going on with marching band. First off, how long have you been teaching at the schools?
This is my third year.
Wow. Time flies.
It does.
And you've had a very successful career with the students and in your competitions. It's great. It's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You recently competed this last weekend down south.
Yes, we went to both Urbandale's contest in the morning and then Pella's contest in the evening. The contests that we usually go to are more local. We'll head to Fort Dodge or Algona. Last year, we had a lot of success with our show, and we decided that we wanted to branch out a little bit and go somewhere a little farther away, see some new bands, get some new feedback, and it was a really, really fun day for our students.
And what are some of the things that they're looking for through judging?
There are two parts to the ballot. There's the music and how the kids are playing, and then the marching and how they look visually. And both of those are totals are added up to a final score, and then we get a placement.
And then how did you do this last weekend?
We did well. There were a lot of bands there. We ended up getting 6th at Urbandale and 7th at Pella, or as the kids like to say, 6-7. So
okay, sure, of course.
Yep.
It's kind of the new thing now,
exactly.
Isn't it? Yep. Algona Band Days coming up this Saturday. How many bands are going to be there?
There's going to be 4 in our class. We're looking forward to going and having a local contest, and Algona is always, you know, there's so much tradition surrounding it. So we're looking forward to going and showing Algona what we've been working on.
How many students are out for marching band?
Yeah, we have 70 students in our high school band this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big group, and they're all great kids, very passionate.
I saw your performance on Friday night at homecoming for halftime. That's a lot of work.
It is. Our kids show up to practice at 7 o'clock a.m. 2 or 3 times a week to start working on their music and their forms. And that's just during the school year. There's so much that happens during the summer with sectionals and summer rehearsals, and then a full week of band camp where we get 7-hour days of just being outside in the heat, going over music and practicing the how to march and where you're supposed to go on the field. But we make it as fun as we can. We have donuts frequently, lots of popsicle breaks, and the kids really like each other and being around each other. So it's a fun environment.
The song selection for Algona, is that going to be different than what you did in Pella?
It's all the same show. And then each week as we get more feedback, we'll make changes and try to improve to see if we can increase our score and our placement each week.
Typical day is what? You said 7 o'clock in the morning, you do your practice, and then what? It's mandatory that they memorize the music.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What other things would you encourage people to know if they're interested in maybe picking up an instrument and kind of pursuing this?
Oh, I would encourage anyone. Right now, our middle school band program is also really taking off. We have Katie Rinman teaching 5th and 6th grade, and then Jared Knapp teaching 7th and 8th grade, and the kids just are loving them and working really, really hard down there. So, I mean, anybody in middle school, high school, we would love to have you.
And where's Jared this morning? Is he
Jared
golfing?
Is potentially. he's doing something a little different with his band this year. Typically, they've gone to Algona Band Day, but this year they performed with us for homecoming for our pregame show. And then in the spring, he'll take the band to Adventureland, and they get to march through the park and then spend the day riding the rides and having fun down there. Just a great way to end what I'm sure is going to be a very successful year for them too.
I love it. Brings back a lot of great memories. Sounds like a lot of fun. Anything else that you wanted to cover here this morning?
We would love for anyone to come out and support us this weekend at Algona. Our performance is at 8 p.m. at Algona High School's football field. So we'd love to have you out there. And then our next closest contest will be the following weekend in Fort Dodge at Dodger Stadium. and we'll perform at 1:35 p.m. there. So we would love to see some Humboldt faces.
Did you guys get new uniforms?
We did. Yes. Okay. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's easy to notice. I mean, they are sharp.
Thank you.
Tell us about them.
Yeah, they have been really a community project. We had donations from the Music Boosters. The school supported us. The Humboldt County Foundation grant made a contribution to be able to make this possible. But really, it's quite a process of meeting with a company and creating a design and putting things together of just how our band is going to look on the field. We talked about our scoring is based on the music portion and then the visual portion. And part of that visual portion is just how they stand. So there's a lot that goes into the color placement, how the designs are made just to make the band look taller and poised and polished. And I think they look so good out there. So I'm really grateful to everybody who supported us in this endeavor.
Like I said, very sharp looking.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job.
Thanks.
Emily, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Best to you
this
weekend at Algona Band Days and then the following weekend down in Fort Dodge. You can stop by anytime. Give us updates, will you?
I will.
That'd be great. This is Wildcat News brought to you by Northwest Bank on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.